It's hard for me to believe that some things are a coincidence and some things aren't. I figure either there are no coincidences or else everything is a coincidence. I suppose it was a coincidence that my dad stopped by the old Nashwalk A&W drive-in after running around with his tech school buddies, the very place my mom worked when she was in high school. Following that logic, I suppose it was a coincidence that even though my parents were wrong for each other in most observable ways, my sisters and I were nevertheless born, and they stayed married long enough to give us a happy childhood. And good thing, because here I am in 2013 talking about coincidences on the radio. The way I met my wife, the way I got my job, the way I first got published, all of these things could be called coincidence because they seemed unlikely to happen at the time, which causes me to question the very nature of coincidence. The other day I was talking to a coworker. We've worked together on some projects, but never talked much about our backgrounds. At a training session, we got to talking, and I found out that she attended my school in tiny Cherry, Minnesota, for kindergarten. I didn't know her exact age and came to find out that we were the same age. In other words, we attended the same kindergarten. We weren't in the same group, but we would have been at the concerts and special events together. We simply had no memory of each other. Not just specific memories, but of the very existence of one another. We were strangers with overlapping history. She changed schools. Almost 30 years later, we both work at the same community college. This caused me to dig deep into my kindergarten memory bank. I recall a few things about a friend I had then and the first days of school. I remember flash images of the classroom, tables, desks, and the lunchroom. I remember that Darren's mom sent him to Halloween somewhat unwillingly dressed in a full-body plush Care Bear costume, and that Jeremy showed up as a devil with one of those red plastic pitchforks. The only detail of kindergarten I recall with photographic accuracy is seeing Jeremy rear back that pitchfork and jab Darren in the Care Bear bottom with maximum force, our teacher's mouth dropping open in a melodramatic display of shock. Now, was that a coincidence? It could be argued that the devil and the Care Bear played out a script that was written before the day began. We may not know what comes next in life, but we do have a purpose when the next event occurs.